Now, as our blessed, beloved, mighty Saint Germain speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our beloved I Am Presence to bless him, and bless him and bless him with all our life streams can give, for all that he has done, not only for us, but for all life in this world, and all he will yet do. Beloved family of the violet consuming flame, as we enter into your atmosphere tonight, we are bringing with us everything possible that you can accept, everything you can absorb at this time, and use in outer world physical conditions to overcome discord and impurity and destruction mankind has created. And tonight, I wish to speak of something to remind you of what is within our Ascended Master Consciousness, which we have offered to you for your use. When we offer you our Ascended Master Consciousness, our use of our consciousness, we want you to realize what that means. That is our life for the redemption of the world. It is our sacred fire love for the purifying and harmonizing of all the energy in this world, and for the harmonizing of all consciousness, and for your own protection. If I were you, I would keep charging the outer self, your outer intellectual consciousness, with the Ascended Master's eternal divine memory, and avoid the mass race consciousness of people of the outer world constantly saying, I don't remember, I forgot, I can't. If you will stop this thing, you can have as brilliant a memory as any one of the Ascended Masters to whom you call for the consciousness of each one's life stream in the ascended state to charge into your own outer intellectual consciousness, our Ascended Master memory. And if you will do this, we can remind you to use our Ascended Master consciousness to do what your outer intellectual consciousness cannot do unless it be filled with our life and our consciousness that produces only perfection. When conditions of the outer world are in turmoil, and conditions sometimes that you have to enter into in outer world activities in order to sometimes help others or fulfill your own divine plan, learn to charge everything in the outer world that you have to do with Ascended Master management and Ascended Master control. Otherwise, you simply are continually using the trial and error method of your own outer intellectual concepts. And since they have not given you freedom in the past, they have not brought you to perfection, then I think it is the part of wisdom if you will try our Ascended Master consciousness. And if you ever experiment with it in this way, I assure you it will convert you to the continual use of it until it perfects you for eternity. So I hope that our Ascended Master memory and our Ascended Master control and our Ascended Master management will come into your outer use, and you will gain such a momentum of this that you will command and demand that never again do you make mistakes in the outer world. Never do you have to handle problems, and never can you lack for any good thing. And I trust this is very practical to bring you peace in the outer world, to help you protect yourselves and your loved ones and that which is given into your custody for use to fulfill the divine plan. So if you care to use our Ascended Master management and our Ascended Master control, I assure you, your problems will cease to be. So if you want to get rid of them, we're here to help you. thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, in handling conditions of the outer world, which are mistakes of mankind or problems that have been created by mankind's disobedience and produced the destruction of today in the outer world, if you will take your stand when you see something in the outer world that is wrong, or you have to handle a condition that is destructive and that is trying to impose discord or limitation upon you or problems, if you will immediately, in the very beginning, demand the ascended masters, fiery Christ, blue lightning purity into that, and violet consuming flame, and then the ascended masters control, the ascended masters management, the ascended masters illumination that compels the hearts of evil to cease to be. When you hold your attention upon your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, and you charge forth or call forth into outer physical conditions our ascended master control of everything in manifestation in this world, you will give us an opening to consume destructive forces much more quickly. Because I assure you, when you ask the ascended master's control of a condition wherein perhaps several people are doing wrong, if you ask us to blaze whatever is necessary in that to hold ascended master control, you will prevent mistakes, you will prevent problems, and you will prevent lack and limitation in your own world. This is imperative for you at this time, because when you ask us to control a condition, the only thing that can take place is the dissolving and consuming of everything that is wrong, so the higher mental body of each life stream concerned with your problem has a chance to pour forth the constructive activity that fulfills the divine plan. Because the higher mental body of anyone in the outer world who might be doing wrong, the higher mental body of that life stream wants the same perfection or the same constructive action to take place in the outer self as you do to help someone do what is right when conditions around the individual sometimes are terribly destructive and the individual doesn't want to do what's right. This is just the opposite from hypnotism. Hypnotism dominates the outer intellectual consciousness. When you use our ascended master consciousness, you are using our sacred fire purity of the fiery Christ, boundless power and control that goes into the human creation, dissolves and consumes it, and frees the individual's life stream. So the higher mental body has an unobstructed way to control the outer self to help make it do right. And if you don't use our ascended master consciousness to stop what is wrong in other people or in conditions, then you have to live under it. So when we have offered you our ascended master consciousness, and we offered you our ascended master memory, we offered you our ascended master feeling and ascended master control. But if you want physical manifestations to produce constructive action and fulfill the divine plan, then you must call forth our ascended master control of your attention, and also control of the attention of everybody in the condition who might be doing wrong. This is a very important thing, especially when you are dealing with many people in outer world activities that sometimes seem to be constructive, and yet underneath the motive may not be of some individuals within those conditions. So I bring this to your attention tonight because when you begin to charge your outer intellectual consciousness with our ascended master control of your attention, destructive forces will not be able to hold your attention on the things that otherwise come into your world as problems and mistakes and destructive action. And we hope we may be of service to you in this way that the outer world cannot give. There is no activity in the outer world that can give you this, because only the ascended masters have the full power of protecting perfection and mastery over all manifestation in this world. So we offer you our control of manifestation in this world if you use our ascended master control of your attention, because I assure you, we will keep your attention on the things that produce perfection and fulfill the divine plan instead of the things of the outer world that pull upon you many times when you do not even realize it. You do not realize how much destructive activity, destructive pictures, and especially through the television and radio, constantly reporting destruction. You do not realize how many times in the course of a day your attention is contemplating something destructive. So if you ask us to control, or you charge yourselves with our ascended master control of your attention, I assure you, you will never have cause to regret it, and you will be free from the domination and hypnotism or hypnotic suggestion of the psychic forces of the outer world that are trying to get people's attention in order to destroy them. So this is far more valuable than you have any idea until you begin to use it. And you will feel such a relief when you begin to use the ascended master's control of your attention. You will find your higher mental body will be able to direct you ahead of time, or warn you, or protect you, and help you to bring into outer physical conditions the fulfillment of your every call. And this is the reason I offer this tonight, so that when you are using the violet consuming flame, you ask your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host to charge you with what we know you need in outer world conditions. When you ask us to charge your consciousness with what we know you need, you will find mistakes do not appear. You do not make mistakes. Your what you call your problems will not be problems, because we'll take the discord out of them and leave you that which fulfills the divine plan and keeps you harmonized. And in that, it'll keep you protected against destructive forces that are constantly trying to hold your attention on something that will limit you or keep you from attaining the perfection that is the fulfillment of your calls. So I can offer no more than my life. And when we offered you our ascended master consciousness, we offered you our life. All the life from the ascended master's octave. Do you realize what that is? Do you realize that means all that is a perfection in interstellar space? The ascended masters and the cosmic beings who control worlds and systems of worlds, suns and systems of suns, are certainly the consciousness of life. They are certainly the illuminating presence of the universe. They certainly manifest magnificent perfection that holds divine law and order in interstellar space, holds perfect balance in life, substance, energy, and consciousness, and offers you the perfection of eternity. So white people do not want to use that which is the perfection of our octave is simply because the attention is held by destructive forces in the outer world, but the individual must demand the control of the attention of the mind, the eyes, the intellect, the sight, the hearing, and the feeling, as well as the speech. You must demand a sense of master control within you. And you know what else that'll do? You won't have nearly the struggle to overcome destructive habits that have tortured you for so long and made you fail lifetime after lifetime. This is the way to conquer any habit that is disturbing you, and you're trying to overcome it because it does disturb you. And I assure you, there isn't anything that you can use of the Ascended Master's consciousness that will ever disturb you. And that's more than this world can say. So please keep using the Ascended Master's consciousness in everything you do, whether it's yourselves or someone else. Keep charging the Ascended Master's consciousness into every outer physical world condition so we can expand as rapidly as possible the sacred fire that keeps consumed as much as possible at this time of the destructive forces that are determined to desecrate and destroy your nation, the younger generation, and anything and everything that is of the Christ. So I hope I may have been of assistance to you tonight when I offer you the best there is of life in the Ascended Master's octave. There is nothing greater. Thank you so much. So, blessed ones, no matter what has to be overcome yet in this world, the only power to overcome it is from the Ascended Master's octave, with which your own mighty I Am presence is one. And therefore, we plead with you to draw into this world as much of the sacred fire consciousness of the Ascended Master's octave as we know will consume conditions in your nation and the world that cannot be consumed in any other way except by the sacred fire. Learn to use this just like you use your automobiles. We don't have to tell you how to use your automobile when you want to go somewhere. Use our Ascended Master consciousness like you use your own consciousness. When you go into a restaurant and order food, you call forth and you ask and you keep your attention on what you want. And anybody that doesn't want our perfection does want discord and limitation and mistakes and suffering. So there are not two things for you, there's only one. So if you will send your calls to the Ascended Master's octave to pour forth through you whatever saves your nation, who of you can tell me what can be accomplished? Sometimes in just one call, when you are aware of some problem in the nation and you just simply say to your beloved I Am presence and the I Am presence of everyone concerned with that problem and the Ascended host, praise Ascended Master consciousness and control of that condition there forever. Go on your way like the wind. Sometimes in one flash, we can prevent things being accomplished for which destructive forces have sometimes worked for centuries. And this is why you can have power without limit from the Ascended Master's octave that this world does not contain, but can be drawn into this world to stop mankind's evil, save your nation, prevent mistakes and problems in your own world, and take you forward to the victory that is forever the freedom of all in raising all into the ascension. So, blessed ones, if you will just reset the habits of the mind and keep calling forth, whenever you need anything, call forth the ascended masters, consciousness, and control of that thing. And let your mighty I Am presence call to us, which it does, when you have made enough application in the outer and your desire for the light is intense enough. Your mighty I Am presence, when it sees you are determined to do what is right, your mighty I Am presence many times, in fact always, will call to us to enfold you and stand the guard with our sacred fire power and control, while your mighty I Am presence does accomplish through you that which fulfills your call. So this has very great bearing on the fulfillment of every call that you have sent forth. So from tonight, I trust you will charge yourselves and call forth your mighty I Am presence and us to charge you with our ascended master memory to use this in the outer physical daily habits of the outer self, that you may free yourselves from limitation so quickly that it will amaze you. And this is part of the fulfillment of your calls for miracle manifestations. And you call forth the ascended masters, miracle manifestations that we want to produce in this world to overcome mankind's evil. We can enfold you in that. We can enfold you many times in our power to do something down here that as yet you could not have if you just depended on calling forth from your blessed mighty I Am presence whatever is needed to produce or release in your outer use and direction the power you need to overcome destructive conditions. So, blessed ones, this is imperative, is the reason I come tonight to offer it to you, that you may have as much victory and success as possible and draw it into every condition of the physical world, no matter who is doing what, whether they're doing right or wrong, have nothing to do with it. Call your mighty I Am presence to charge your outer self, all of it, with the ascended master's memory, to draw into every condition the ascended master's sacred fire that compels evil to cease to be, fulfills the divine plan, and gives you victory on every hand. So I trust we will be of service to you and you will feel us very, very much more quickly and more powerfully in outer world conditions and then our coming through in the visible, tangible body will come very much sooner. Your nation needs it, the world needs it, and you can help to bring it about more quickly if you will use our ascended master control of your attention, our ascended master control of every physical manifestation, and our ascended master control that blazes whatever sacred fire is needed to consume evil before it can any longer impose its destruction upon this world or upon you or your life stream or delay the victory of the fulfillment of your calls or the fulfillment of the divine plan of your freedom. So I trust from tonight, if you will call this forth into every outer condition, we will be able to give you very much more power to use in the physical world for your nation and the world and to control conditions in which you must live. So I trust we will show you in a very short time what you can have from the ascended master's octave as you move into action and use this in everything. It doesn't make any difference what is the problem. There's only one problem, and that's consuming everything human and replacing it by everything divine. And I think mankind has experienced enough discord down here for a group of people to be raised as rapidly as possible, clothed in our ascended master power, given the use of these powers to more quickly purify conditions of the outer world. And it is to this end that I have come tonight to offer you our ascended master control of your attention, our ascended master sacred fire control of all manifestation, our ascended master consciousness, our ascended master memory in your outer intellectual consciousness, to use the gift we have offered, the power we can give, and help you to have your victory more quickly in outer physical conditions in which you must live until your ascension is attained. And to this end do I enfold you in our miracle mantle of the ascended master's victorious control of everybody and everything in your world till you come to us for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. To you, beloved Saint Germain, in all eternity, we could never give you a balance for all you have done for us thus far. Now, may we prove our love and gratitude to you by our service to set the rest of life free wherever we abide, until all have been raised into the Ascended Master's octave for eternity. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all on this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such ascendant master control of everything in the physical world that at least where we abide, mighty victories, victory manifests, and beloved Saint Germain's vital flame, heaven on earth, blazes his almighty fulfillment of the divine plan and keeps all under this radiation free from distress forever. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever you know makes us your ascended master obedience and control of all in this physical world till we all are ascended and free. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty beings who have guarded us down through the centuries. And to you, beloved Saint Germain, most of all, for drawing us this far in the light, opening the door to freedom, and standing our guard till it is attained, not just for us, but the world and all upon it forever. And to the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand till it becomes one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever ascended master sacred fire purity puts an end to mankind's evil, accomplish it as soon as possible. And we thank thee for eternity. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended hosts, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever beloved Saint Germain needs to purify and protect and save this nation, to bring peace to the earth for eternity, blaze through us the ascended master's sacred fire power and victory and obedience and assistance to him that forever guards all under this radiation, and through us helps to free our nation and bring peace to the earth for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those on this radiation, expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. To this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till all are ascended and free. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be armed messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and now all the ascended master's consciousness and use of all the sacred fire necessary to purify our nation and compel peace to the earth for eternity, for the ascension of all. And we thank thee forever. Now as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the beloved mighty I Am presence and all the ascended host blaze their heart flames eternal peace into and around to those under this radiation, then clothe us in their power and pour it forth to America and the world for eternity. And we thank thee.